Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Updated Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2 cents at 536 and a quarter, May wheat up 6¾ cents at 657, and May beans down 3¼ cents at 1388. Corn was about a nickel off its lows, beans about eight off its lows. Wheat led the march back higher. We did sell 175,000 metric tons of corn to Japan this morning. Wheat conditions around the country are a little bit lower. Kansas is down from 40 down to 37. Oklahoma, 48 down to 46. Texas, 30 down to 28. So a little bit of deterioration out there. Kansas topsoil is showing 42% short or very short on topsoil moisture. So that gave a boost to the wheat overnight here. But we still don't see any export business at all. I think the pros are going to be willing sellers on these rallies in the wheat market. But there is, you know, some deterioration out there. But I don't think it's going to be enough in the long run. We're still just not selling any wheat for the time being. I think part of the problem with these markets right now is how bad is this African swine fever and the Chinese hog industry. It seems like it's being downplayed, but we haven't seen them, you know, come in for corn or beans here in over several weeks now. So it looks like the Chinese are going to be picking up that, not the Chinese, but the Brazilians are going to be picking up that end of the Chinese business. So it just makes a rally a little bit harder to come by here. The weather is turning much more normal. We're going to have really about 8 days here now of a lot of sunshine, warmer temperatures. Chicago is going to be in the 60s next week. So, you know, I think these fields are going to start to dry out. Farmers are going to get going here in a hurry. And I think, hoping that we get off to a pretty good start out here. So, overall, could we see a turnaround Tuesday here today with the strength in the wheat market? It's certainly possible. The dollar's just up 4 ticks. Don't see much else in the outside markets. But last night's closes, I thought, were pretty tough closes, and particularly corn and beans. And, you know, I think this market's going to have a ways to go to prove itself that the bull market is still intact. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.